After Rick Perry accused President Obama of pursuing a policy of appeasement in the Middle East at a news conference,
Danny Daniel.
He turned the podium over to a conservative Israeli politician who's as blunt-spoken as the Texas governor.
I want to thank Governor Perry for taking a bold stand on the issues of Israel, writing down and saying what you believe. That's what we need today. We need people who support justice, people who support commitments, and we need leadership.
As Deputy Speaker of Israel's Knesset, Danny Danon is not only against this week's Palestinian attempt for statehood at the United Nations, he's against a Palestinian state altogether.
To my perspective, the Palestinian state is unacceptable. And there is a place only for one state in the land of Israel. I do not believe in a two-state solution.
Naturally, reporters asked Perry if he shares the same view.
I do support a two-state solution only if the nation of Israel and the Palestinian authorities do sit down and have direct negotiations.
To one of Perry's rivals, Rick Santorum, the governor's comments on Israel seemed amateurish.
Governor Perry is now making his first statements about a lot of these issues. We're finding out what he believes on these things, or at least what he's being advised to say.
And what do you say to Republicans who accuse the president of throwing Israel under the bus? Has he?
Absolutely not.
But Jeremy Ben-Ami with the progressive pro-Israel group J Street argues, siding with Israeli politicians who oppose a two-state solution in the Middle East is a dangerous ploy for Jewish votes.
To pretend that the president's done something extraordinarily out of line is simply playing politics with people's lives, and it's throwing Israel under the bus.
I hope most Americans realize that there's a part of the world where our children are still being victimized. And
Perry, who is seen here in a visit to Israel as governor, may also have been reminding the Republican Party's crucial block of evangelical voters he's one of them.
I also, as a Christian, have a clear directive to support Israel.
Christian conservatives, like those at Perry's prayer event earlier this year, can tell you it's right in the book of Genesis. Those who bless the Jews will be blessed. Those who don't are cursed.
He's not a fellow who sticks his finger in the wind to find out which direction the wind's blowing. He is a conviction politician. These are his convictions. I do think that these convictions will play well with evangelicals.
Expect Israel to come up once again at the Republican debate tomorrow night, not only because of what's happening this week at the UN, but also because the debate is taking place in Florida, where the Jewish vote could well determine who wins the White House next year, Wolf.